This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Join us for our Power Sports Open House on June 17th and 18th. Save 20% on select brand name knives and tools. And earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In store and online at Cabela's.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show that we talk about life's problems to make tear or break our heart. On Reconnect My Heart radio program, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. So glad that you are able to join us. I hope you enjoy your Sunday morning. Well, actually, Sunday period, your day. Hope you enjoy today. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to listen in or join us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. You can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Reconnect My Heart. Or you can go in our chat room. Our chat room, we have where you can ask your questions, comments, or even if you want to just leave a prayer request, you're welcome to get in our chat room. And we have, there you go. Sorry about that. I'm having some technical difficulties. But feel free to come in our chat room. You can ask your questions, leave your prayer requests also. I would like to say a huge hello to my church family at True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor, Pastor Otis Logan, If you're ever in the Dallas area, feel free to join us. We have 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118 for those who want to give us a call. Church, True Believer Tabernacle Church, we're on the corner of 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216 in the Dallas area. Also, the dirty devil trying so badly just to stop everything, but I bind that spirit right now. Just know, I want to say thank each and every one who supported, who's praying for this program, this podcast. No matter what topic is, no matter what topic we're talking about, the key thing is for us to give everything to God. This is a Christian podcast program. So our focus is on Christ. Even though we might be talking about situations that we may be dealing with in our life, but the key thing is for us to seek God in every aspect of our life to help us to have our hearts back to the way that He originally made us. So, with that being said, I apologize for the time. I started at, this is Central Time, so I started at 8 o'clock, and there were technical difficulties, and one thing led to another. It's been so many problems. But I saw that the devil did not want this episode to come forth, and we would not give him victory. We're going to be victorious, and we're victorious already. You know why? Because we have started the program. So I thank God for it. So my question is, would you accept an unpopular position that you may not be appreciated or unliked? Well, realize that there are a group of people that would. They welcome that challenge and turn that negative into a positive. Those group of men are called stepdads, or in some cases, step up dads. They often fill the voice that some biological fathers have left. Now, this being the month of June, in the month of June, we know that we celebrate Father's Day. Father's Day being the third Sunday in June. So what I wanted to do for the first, second, and third Sunday of June, I wanted to speak to the men. Last Sunday, the first Sunday, our episode, we talked about the helping of us, being able to help the boys to become men. We wanted to give that towards the young men, the youth, the males, to help them to become the men that God called for them to be. So now we've spoken to or about the youth, the young men, in this second of three shows leading up to Father's Day. We want to dedicate this episode to honor the role that's most often overlooked, stepdads, in this episode called Second String Dad. Now, hopefully, y'all can hear me. If you can or you can't, you're welcome to text me at my personal phone. On my personal phone, 214-908-3056. If someone can hear me, or even if you can't hear me, I want you to text me to let me know that you can hear me, because like I said, I have to use a different laptop now, so I don't know how the response is. So I want y'all to, number one, be praying for me, and also be praying for this, not just the, the podcast, but also pray for this specific episode, because there's a reason why the devil does not want this particular message out. But like I said, we are already victorious. We're claiming it and we receive it right now. But stepdads, or like I said, if you want to talk about it, step up dads. A lot of times, stepdads, they get a lot of flack. If you notice, in today's time, it's very rare that a child has both biological mother and biological father under the same roof. It's very rare that a child is having an active father, not just in their life, but also in their home. Now, when we were growing up, there were some families that might have been split up, but a lot of times the father still was active. The biological father was still active, still a part of the child's life. But now, the biological father, if they're not in the same home, a lot of times the biological father may not see the child as often as they're supposed to, or the biological father is locked up in jail, or sometimes, unfortunately, the biological father has passed on. So the child now has someone filling in the role of their biological father, the stepfather. And I'm going to share this with you. As a stepfather, I'll share something later on in the program. But with the stepfathers, or like I said, for some of them being step-up fathers, when you look at it, a lot of time the stepfathers actually spend more time with the child than the child spends with their biological father. A lot of time the child lives with their mother and not with their biological father. And the biological father have visitation rights to see their child. And oftentimes, that child sees their father, their biological father, maybe once or twice a week. Now, the standard visitation rights in the state of Texas, by default, if a parent can't communicate or settle a schedule for visitation, the standard visitation rights are every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. and then every other weekend. So that lets you know that oftentimes when the child is staying with their mother and their mother has remarried, a lot of times that child is going to be around their stepfather more than their biological father, which means oftentimes that stepfather is more influential because they're in the home in some cases. So realizing with the stepdads, a lot of times the stepfathers, they go into the situation sometimes. They go in with blinders on. Excuse me. In my book, which I'll talk about later on in the program, I dedicated a chapter to the stepdads. Excuse me. The stepdads, or like I said, in some cases, the step-up dads, they fill their void that was left by some biological fathers, the absence or the uninvolvement of the biological father in their children's life. The stepdads, if you think about it, the stepdads, they choose an unpopular and oftentimes an unappreciated role. Think about this. A biological father does not have a choice of who their child is. No matter if they have a child, may come out a boy, may come out a girl, may come out a short, may come out short hair, whatever. Their father gonna love that child, the right father in his right mind will love that child and respect that child. But when you think about it, no matter even how the child's personality is, but when you think about it, the stepdads or the step-up dads, they got a choice. They have a choice to be involved in their child's life because of the mother. They have a choice. But the stepdads, they accept their responsibility. They welcome the challenge, regardless of what the circumstances are. When it comes down to the child, when it comes down to the child's mother, and in some cases, the biological father. The stepdad has a lot at risk because he welcomes the child. There is no guarantee that their stepdad will be welcomed by the child. Think about this. Being a stepdad is more than just a title or a position. It's actually a ministry. It's an opportunity to help even someone that may not respect you. It requires a lot of prayer, a lot of patience, a lot of discernment, wisdom, but also love as the stepdad help to blend the family together properly. It's important for him to be before God in prayer for direction in how to raise his new family. I'm going to share this with you. When, for those that don't know, I was once married, and the young lady that I married, she had a daughter. Now, because of looking at it from the outside, looking in, because of her child, father was not active, was not involved in her life. I thought that, okay, well, all I need to do is be the best dad or daddy role I can be, to be there to love on her, love her mother, and love her. I thought because the biological father was not in her life, I thought it would be easy. Like I said, that's from the outside looking in. I thought my major problem would only be through the biological father. So when I found out that the biological father was not active in her life, I figured, you know what? Well, the hard part is over with. So all I need to do is be the best stepdad that I can be and help her in every aspect of her life and give her all the love that she needs. Sorry about that. I had to plug in my earphones. So I thought that that would be the only problem that I had. And when we merged the family together, I realized no matter how good of a stepdad or step-up dad I could be, no matter how good I was, it still was not good enough because I was not her biological father, but but also there was a void that he placed in her, regardless if he knew it or not. And even if my good nature or best attempts or good motive, I could not fulfill that void. Only God could fulfill that void. So as I began to deal with her, as I began to raise my family, I realized that there was a lot of questions that she had that I couldn't answer. Even in my best attempt, in her eyesight, I was not good enough because I was not her dad. And in some instances, when you look at some biological children, some children, they think that the stepdad is the cause of the child's mother not being with the biological father. So there's a lot of things that go into being a stepdad that I didn't realize. And like I said, a lot of times we don't know things because we never experienced it ourselves. So unless you've been involved or unless you have experienced it yourself, you really don't know or understand. And if you think about it, everybody loves their dad. Your dad can be the best minister in town, or he can be the guy that's always going to jail. No matter who they are to others, to that child, they're still going to be my daddy. So what I had to do, even in being a stepfather myself, I wanted to make sure that she understood that I was not trying to remove her father from her memory. You never know what a child may be thinking when they don't have their biological father in their life. And like I said, a lot of times that biological father don't spend as much time with their child as their stepfather does in their child's life. Their stepfather, or like I said, their step-up father. The step-up father not only have to, if you want to say, quote-unquote, bring the bread, but also he has to take out the trash. When I say take out the trash, not just in a literal sense of putting the trash on the side of the curb, but also they have to deal with the mess, the residue, the hurt. Like I said, not just pertaining to what the biological father did, but also even pertaining to the guilt, the shame, or also even the blame that the child puts upon themselves. So you never know what the child is dealing with until you deal with them directly by listening to them, but also through prayer, through fasting. But when you look at it, because of the love that's in the heart of that stepfather, because of the love that he has for the mother, his wife, but also the love for that child, he's willing to tough it out. He realizes that even though that child may say some hurtful things, which the worst thing that a stepfather could hear or a step-up father could hear, him doing his very best, the worst thing he can hear is, well, you ain't my daddy, or you ain't my real daddy. You never know what type of words, what type of swords that may come into the heart of that stepfather. A lot of times, even when you look at Father's Day, they acknowledge the biological fathers. But what about that stepdad
or, like I said, that step-up dad. What about that step-up dad who was there in the home that you were living in? What about that step-up dad who provided food, clothes, and shelter? What about that step-up dad that actually even drove you to see your biological father in jail? A lot of times, the stepdads or step-up dads are those unsung heroes who get no reward, no acknowledgement, no pat on the back. But yet and still, he has to rely upon God's strength to encourage him to keep on going. And unfortunately, there are times where the biological father is sometimes by himself where he don't get that support that he needs, even from his spouse. So unfortunately, that stepdad is there by himself. And if there are any stepfathers that are listening, I want you to call in. I want to listen to some of the stepfathers. You know, when you look at it, stepdads, they go through depression too. Stepdads, they go through a lot of stuff by themselves. They suffer in silence. A lot of time as stepdads, a lot of time when you look at other people, they may get the hug. They may get the, like I said, pat on the back. They may get the dad, I love you. But a lot of times those stepfathers don't get that. A lot of times those stepfathers, you know, you think about it, you're providing for someone. You're putting a roof over someone. You're loving them as if they're your own. But even if you're doing all you can, a lot of times you don't get what you actually deserve. What the children don't understand, or I would say not just children, but what people don't understand, a lot of times they say, well, you know, he got to earn my respect. He got to earn my respect, or respect is given. Respect is given. And that's not the case. Respect is not given. Respect is supposed to be given automatically. Let me rephrase that. A lot of times people think that respect is earned. It's not earned. It's given freely. You're supposed to respect. Even if you don't like, quote unquote, the person or the person's ways, you're supposed to respect their position. Let me say that again. No matter what role that a person is in, the respect is supposed to be given, not earned. So what we have to understand is no matter what your personal feelings may be as a child, and when I say child, that doesn't just mean someone that's of a child's age, someone that's of a youth, but even when you look at some adults, there are some adults need to understand this. Still have to respect their stepfather, or in some cases, stepmother. But we're speaking about the stepfathers in this episode. So no matter what, you still have to respect that stepfather because of his position, because of the authority that he has. Think about this. He loves someone that loves you. He loves your mother. And a lot of times, the stepfathers, they get a bad treatment because of the hurt that's within the child. A lot of times, they get the stepfathers, they get a bad treatment because of their, quote-unquote, the words that might have been said even from the biological father. a lot of times when children go to see their biological father, the biological father, because of his hurt, because of sometimes his regret, because of his hatred towards the man that's with his ex or his baby mother, a lot of times he put words in his child's ears that's inappropriate, that's putting down the stepfather, which they're not understanding. You're not just putting down your ex-mate. You're not just putting down your child's stepfather, but you're putting down someone that's influential to your child. You putting down someone that has accessibility to minister, to help your child to become the productive citizen that they could be. So a lot of times the biological father, if you want to say it like this, they don't even think. A lot of times they have so much hatred, so much unforgiveness because of their own regret. Sometimes because of the way that they treated their child's mother. And they felt like, well, you know what, maybe she can't do any better. And then she meets someone that's going to love, that's going to appreciate her, but also that's going to take care of her children. Now, that biological father, now he realized that he is replaceable. He realizes, you know what, there's someone that could be better suited, or that is a better character than me. So instead of him, you know, realizing that, you know what, he might have made a mistake with his children's mother. He might have made a mistake in how he treated even his child. Instead of him making it right then and there, what he'll do, he become prideful. He become arrogant. Not acknowledging his own mistakes or shortcomings. So what he'll do, instead of acknowledging his shortcomings or mistakes, he'll put down his stepfather and not realizing that he's thinking that he's doing a good thing by putting that stepfather down so his biological child could appreciate him, acknowledge him, even may feel a little better with his biological children, but not realizing that seed that he's planting in his own child towards that stepfather, he not realizing that it will backfire, in that same seed that he's putting in towards the stepfather, his biological child is going to have that same feeling towards him. We see it all the time. It's just like, let's say, a spouse, someone who want to talk down to their child about their father, or vice versa. If a parent talking down to their child, if a parent talking down about that child's mother or about that child's father, they think that, well, you know, that child gonna love me, that child gonna appreciate. See, if I bring up all the flaws, if I bring up all the problems towards their daddy or their mama, then that child gonna love me more. But not realizing that seed that you're planting is actually coming out to hunt you. So how did the Bible say, what a man sowed, that's what he should also reap? You reap what you sow. So realizing when that biological father put down that stepfather, he have to realize he putting somebody down that is actually, like I said, that has influence over their child, but also those same negative, crazy words they will come back to haunt you. That child that you're trying to make to hate their stepfather, realizing that that child, which is your child, will end up growing up to hate you. So we have to be responsible of what we're allowing, towards our children. So realizing, pertaining to stepfathers or stepdads, realizing that that stepdad is actually investing into a child that's not theirs, and it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee that that child is going to automatically welcome that stepfather into their life. But no matter what, the real stepdads or step-up dads, they keep going anyway. And when they raise that child, even though that child might have had a biological father, a living biological father, that biological father may not have been active in that child's life. But when it's all said and done, a lot of times that child comes back to honor that stepdad. A lot of times, the stepdads, when it's all said and done, a lot of times because of the inactivity of the biological father, the stepdads are the ones that's getting the acknowledgments of being called dad. A couple of people that came to my attention, the basketball player Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal often would refer his stepdad as his daddy. And I heard that he found out who his, or he met his biological father when he was an adult. There was a wrestler, for those who know me, know I like wrestling. But there's a wrestler called Stone Cold Steve Austin. His real name, he couldn't use his real name because there was also a wrestler with the same name. His name is Steve Williams. But the wrestler, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was raised by his stepfather. And come to find out, his stepfather was actually a step-up father. His step-up father not only raised him and his siblings, but also his step-up father actually gave Steve his last name. And so when he found out after he grew up and he was raised by his stepdad, when he got into the wrestling, when he got into the wrestling field, years later, he did hear about his biological father. He heard of him. He was acquainted about him, but he never met him. So one day he was getting ready to wrestle, and someone came to the back and told him that his father wanted to meet him. And when he found out it was his biological father, he met him, spent a little time with him, and he recognized that there was some similarities. There were some similar features. But after that was it. He might have met him once or twice, and I can't remember if he's still living or if he's deceased. But the key thing was, in his heart, in his mind, his step-up father was his biological father in his eyesight because of the investment that that stepdad put in his life. So what we have to remember, a lot of times, pertaining to our children, we might be related by blood or we might be related by love. So being a stepdad, even though you may not have a biological child, but if you love that child just like your own, you can call that child yours. And also, under the same token, to the child, even if your biological father is not active in your life, even if that biological father has no dealings with you. If you have a stepdad or if you have a step-up dad, realize that God loves you enough to send someone to the scene to help you to become the person that God calls you to be. A lot of times, the biological child feel unloved, unappreciated, because they feel like, you know, maybe I'm the cause of daddy leaving. Maybe I'm the cause that daddy don't want to deal with me. Daddy don't want to be with me. Like I said, you don't understand the scars that a biological father might have instilled in a child. But just realize God loves you enough to send someone. Even when you look at the starting quarterback may have gotten hurt. But just because the starting quarterback had gotten hurt, that does not mean that it's the end of the game. Realize God has a second string quarterback called stepdad. He's putting him in place, and they're going to fulfill that responsibility that might have been lacking because of someone abandoning their responsibility. But realize God loves you enough to send someone to the scene, to send a spiritual ambulance to come to assist you, to help you in the areas of your life pertaining to the transition of childhood to adulthood. And, you know, when you look at it, being blood is good, but it ain't all of it. Because if you think about it, there are some people that are blood to you or related to you, but you don't feel emotionally attached to them. So realize, even though you might not be, quote unquote, blood related to your stepdad, realize there's still could be a bond between you all. Why? Because number one, the main focus is love. The love that he has for you, and also the love that he has for your mom. So for us to look at and to see if there's anybody that's out there that has a stepfather, it's important for us to recognize that that's a big, huge role. That's a huge order for somebody to take on. Because being a father is one thing. Being a father, you know, like I said, being a father is easy. It's easy for somebody to just say, I got a child. But to be active is another thing. Being more than a seed donor or being the, what's the terminology? Some people say he was just a sperm donor. He was just the person that gave me the seed. It's easy to do that. But being a father is being active, participating in the child's life, in the responsibility of that child's life. And like I said, oftentimes, it's not the biological father that clean up the mess. It's not the biological father that helped the child with the bike. It's not the biological father that helped the child with the homework. Oftentimes, it's the stepfather because they are there in their home. And when you think about it, think about how much love that stepfather has. Like I said, not just providing for them in their home, but sometimes even putting them on their insurance. If it's health insurance, medical insurance, dental insurance, all those things. A lot of times that biological father don't just remove themselves from the child's life, but remove their responsibilities. You know, child got to go to school. Child got to eat lunch. The child got to get some clothing. And if the daddy, the biological father, is not active or does not supply enough, a lot of times the stepfather kind of fill in that gap. A lot of times the stepfather fills the slack of what's lacking in that child's life. So this program is more than just for the child to acknowledge and appreciate the stepdad, more than just the wife to appreciate the wife to appreciate her husband, not just to appreciate the child's guardian where the child lives at or whose roof they're living under, but also for the biological fathers to respect and appreciate the stepdads also. We have to keep it real. A lot of times, we don't appreciate people because we allow our personal feelings involved in whatever matter. We don't give props. We don't give that appreciation. We don't give that acknowledgement because we see somebody that's doing something that, matter of fact, like I said, we might have abandoned or they're doing a better role than we are. And, you know, like I said, for those who don't know, I work in the jail. And I see so many men in jail. And if you look at it, if the men are in jail and they got children, who's going to help raise their children? I want to say this. Men are supposed to be the priests of their home. And they're supposed to be the protectors. They're supposed to be the covering of their home. And when the father, when he has abandoned his role as not just as daddy, but even as protector, as a coverer, he leaves that home or the lives of his family exposed. He leaves the lives of his children exposed. And what happens if a house does not have a roof? When the rain comes, when the storm of life hits, not just the house could be damaged, but what's inside the house. So when we look at it, God allows someone to come in and be the roof, be the covering, be the protector on the house, but also in the lives of that family, that person being stepdad or step-up dad. So I want us to look at this. I found that there's a lot of examples pertaining to life in the Bible. And when I was a stepdad, when I was a stepdad, I asked God, can you help me to be the stepdad that I need to be for you and also for her, for the daughter? And he led me to a person in the Bible that was a great example of a stepdad. God led me to the New Testament, Matthew 1:18. Matter of fact, it's also in Luke 2:41-52. He led me to a man named Joseph. Joseph was engaged to Mary. And when he learned that Mary was pregnant, he chose to marry her anyway. Now, realizing she was not just pregnant, but she was pregnant with someone that was of importance, Jesus. She was impregnated, but she was never touched by a man physically. But no matter what, Joseph understood, and he married her anyway. And in the story, when Jesus was 12 years old, he went away from his family. His mother asked him, where you been? Jesus said, I was about my father's business. Now you think about it. Joseph knew that Jesus was not his biological son. But when you look at it, Joseph taught Jesus about carpentry. Jesus was known as the carpenter's son. But realizing, even though with Jesus' outcome displayed Joseph's influence and care that Joseph had for Jesus, Joseph set an example to us as men who were or who going to be or who are stepfathers. In other words, you love them, love them, love them, no matter what the situation or circumstances are. Joseph set the great example of the ministry of being called a stepdad. Joseph was the ultimate stepdad. Realizing that Joseph set the bar for us as men to be the stepfather that will please God and will help our children along the way, regardless if they're related to us or not, regardless if they're related by blood or related by love. Joseph set the standard. And that's what we have to do, especially when we are, for those who are single, who will be dating, you have to look at when you date a young lady who has a child, you have to look at that that's going to be a responsibility that you can't abandon. Because you think about it, if that child has already suffered and abandoned from their biological father, if you leave, then who's going to help them? So it's best to, first of all, before you get involved, count the cost. But also realize, even though it might be a great situation, but you have to be real with yourself and honest with yourself and ask yourself, is that something that I'm responsible enough to take care of? So with the stepdads, being a stepdad, they should get the same respect, the same love as a biological father. And not just waiting for their birthday to acknowledge them, but even acknowledge them on those special days, such as Father's Day. Even when it comes down to a wedding, when the child that they've raised, when the child gets married, how many of them actually involve their stepdad in the wedding? A lot of time, the stepdad, matter of fact, I spoke to someone a few years ago. They raised their stepchild from the time they were small on up to the time they became an adult. And when they became an adult, eventually, I'm trying to remember if it was a boy or a girl. I think it was a girl. Eventually, that girl, which was his stepdaughter, that stepdaughter fell in love and planned on getting married. And when she planned on getting married, she had in her wedding, she had her biological father, which was inactive in her life. And she did not have the stepfather. But this was the kicker. The kicker was, who paid for the wedding? Who paid for the wedding was not the biological father. Who paid for the wedding was the biological father. excuse me, the stepfather. The stepfather paid for the wedding, but he had no involvement with the wedding. He paid for the wedding. The stepfather paid for the wedding, but the biological father got the credit of everything. And at one point, this is the thing, at one point, they didn't even want the stepfather to be there. That sounds confusing. Get this. The stepfather paid for the wedding. He didn't get any acknowledgement. The biological father, who was not active in the child's life, got the credit, got the pat on the back. But also, they wanted to prevent the stepfather who paid for the wedding. They wanted him to not be there at the wedding. That was crazy. Now, to me, if I imagine if I was in his shoes, matter of fact, think about it. The stepfather is the one that told me about that. And my heart went out for him. I could just imagine, because number one, weddings ain't cheap. And in your mind, you're giving this person a treatment as if they're your biological child. But your treatment in return is very much less than what she would have given her biological father. To me, if you had to omit somebody from coming to you with, if you had to admit somebody, she omitted the wrong person. Not saying that it's right, because even if her biological father was not active in her life, he still had every right to be invited. Like I said, even though you might not you might not like a person's behavior, you may not trust a person, but you still respect a person. Trust is earned. Trust is proven. But respect is not earned. It's given. Respect, you give it regardless of your personal feeling. So, when I heard that, my heart went out for him. So, I want us today to appreciate stepdad. Remember this. They may not have given blood. They may not have your same blood. But if they're doing what they're supposed to, if they're respecting you, if they're giving you food, clothes, shelter, the love, the respect that you need, they're listening to you, they're helping you with your homework, they're helping you ride a bike, they're helping you learn how to drive, they're doing those things. How about remove the bitterness from your heart, from your life, and look at who they really are. In other words, appreciate them. Because they're doing something that they really don't have to do. But they're doing it because of love. They do it because they love you. So if there's any children who may not be respecting their stepdad, realize that whatever went on between your mother and your father, let the adults deal with that. Realize everybody want to be happy. And if your mom has went on with her life and met a young man and he haven't done anything to cause you any type of grief, any type of concern, to be worried, you need to give him a chance. You have to allow him to go and allow him to be that person that he can be. You have to let him do what he needs to do. And that's to raise his family because you're a part of him. He's a part of you. So if there's any stepfathers who are listening to this program, I want to say on behalf of a former stepdad, I want to say on behalf of all men, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. And like I said, because of me being in those shoes myself, I know it ain't easy. I know sometimes it's frustrating. But I want you to know that we appreciate you. A lot of times, the stepfathers do more than the biological fathers, but they get no credit. And so I want you to know, for those who be that step up fathers in a child's life, we want you to know, and we speaking the blessings upon you, that God bless and encourage and God help you to even to not just hold on for a little while, but to be encouraged and to hold on, to be there to grip God, to grip you, God help you to hold fast to him, but also allow God to hold you. Asking God to help you in every area of your life, asking God to help you to be that father, be that husband that you need to be. Asking God to help you to be all that you can be for your children and also for your wife. We know that God appreciates you. We know that God loves you. And realize, no matter what the devil may try to do, he will not win, he will not prosper. So if there's anybody that have any concerns, excuse me, if anybody have any prayer requests, you're welcome to give it at this time. Realize that there's nothing too hard for God. Realize that no matter what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for your good. Realize that weeping may endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning. So for all the sleepless nights, for all the frustration, for all even the hurtful words that stepfathers have heard, we pray for God to bring healing, for God to minister to your heart, for God to help you even in your frustration, for God to help you to give you the wisdom, the insight to be able to lead his family. We pray for God to help you to be all that you can be for him. We speaking for God to open up the doors, open up the windows for him to pour out a blessing for you. We speaking that God replenish everything that you have exerted in your journey, in your ministry called stepdads. We praying for God to help you in every area of your life. Mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, and emotionally. We speak for God to lead you in every area to help you to be able to be that person that he has for you to be, but also to help you to be accessible, to be an asset to your family. And we bind every work of the devil. We bind every distracted spirit. We bind every hurtful word. We bind everything that the devil tried to do to hinder you from being the person that God called for you to be. We bind and we send everything back to the pits of hell from which you come from. We bind and we send everything that the devil tried to do. We send him back. We send him back. We cancel his assignment. And we say everything, everything will work out for our good. We praying that God to open up many, 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 many doors for you to be able to be everything that he needs you to be. But also, we speaking that God help even the children. We speaking that God to help the children to, number one, make
right to repent, be speaking for God to help the children. Be speaking for God to help the children. Be speaking for God to repent to their mother, but also their stepfather. Be speaking for God to do the right thing, to honor, to respect their stepfather. We also, we even speaking to the biological father. If there's anybody that have any type of conflict between stepfather and biological father, we speaking God to bring the peace in right now. And looking at what the best interest is, the best interest is the child. And Lord, we even speaking right now, God, there may be some that may have marriage problem between the stepfather and the mother. We speaking, God, that you help minister, that you bring them closer together right now. In the name of Jesus. And we counsel the devil of silence and send him back to the pits of hell right now. In the name of Jesus. We speak for unity. We speak for healing and wholeness right now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord. Everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank you for watching. Excuse me. I thank you for tuning in and listening and supporting this program. I want you to feel free to contact me. I'm on Facebook. I'm Brother Prater. Brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R. Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R. You're welcome to contact me on Facebook or on Google Plus. Or you can catch me on my website at www.brotherprater.org. On Facebook and on my website, I have my daily devotions, I have my videos, and also I have my upcoming events where I'll be at. Also, on my website, I have a store section. You're welcome to purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not, but also to give single women a way to identify the qualities of a future potential husband and or father to present or future children. I want to thank each and every one of you all who tuned in to this podcast. I thank you all for listening. Once again, I apologize for how everything was in the beginning, but I thank God that God fixed it and we got through with this episode for us to be able to get what we need, and that's prayer and answers from God. So I pray that this episode ministered to you all. I thank you all for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. God bless and good night.
Racetrack was raised in the South, where the four seasons are summer, summer, soda palooza, and summer. Down here, the weather's always as hot as our coffee, and that's real hot. That's why our soda, tea, and frozen drinks are real cold, and our refills are real free. Stop by Racetrack and get your soda palooza cup for just $11.99, or download the Racetrack app to get $2 off while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31. Racetrack was raised in the South, where the four seasons are summer, summer, soda palooza, and summer. Down here, the weather's always as hot as our coffee. And that's real hot. That's why our soda, tea, and frozen drinks are real cold. And our refills are real free. Stop by Racetrack and get your Soda Palooza cup for just $11.99. Or download the Racetrack app to get $2 off while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31.